In the movie, The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy wanted to go back home to Kansas. And the Tin Man, he wanted a heart. The Scarecrow wanted a brain. But what did the Cowardly Lion want?
What makes a king out of a slave? What makes the flag on the mast to wave? What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What puts the ape in apron cut? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage.
You could say that again.
Courage. That's right, courage. The Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the church in Ephesus about that very topic, courage, to help believers fortify and establish the path that God had chosen for them. The theme of this meditation from Ephesians chapter 6 is courage, to choose to be courageous and trust in the direction that God has laid out for you. So to begin your meditation, just slip into a time and a place where you can be still and quiet, a place to be courageous. You may start by listening and joining into this responsive reading and prayer from Psalm chapter 27. Just respond softly, Lord God, help me have courage. I'm not complaining about having too little. I've learned to be satisfied with whatever I have. But Lord God, help me have courage. I know what it is to be poor or to have plenty, and I've lived under all kinds of conditions. But Lord God, help me to have courage. I know what it means to be full and to be hungry, to have too much and to have too little. So Lord God, help me have courage. Christ gives me the strength to face anything. So thank you, Lord God, for giving me courage. Your time in Christian meditation here on Encounter is to bring joy to the heart of God by choosing to be strong, choosing to accept God's gift to you of courage. So choose to spend a few moments now in silent contemplation, strong and courageous in your walk with God. Let the silent focus continue as you focus on breathing the divine breath of God. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and just take several breaths from your stomach, choosing to breathe from your belly. You know, often when we fight against anxiety and worry, we take short gasping breaths from our chest. So continue to be mindful of deep belly breathing as you feel the pneuma, the Spirit of God, filling you with courage and strength. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, Lord God, help me have courage. Just rest here, choosing to breathe in the strength of God. Lord God, help me have courage. Continue in silence as you begin to note the strength and the power of God around you. Just be mindful of you and everything around you, your breathing, your posture, the beating of your heart. Be aware of strength. Be aware of power. And be aware of the presence of God. Your mind may wander as you explore, and I give you that permission. But then return to your breathing and experiencing the power and the strength of God. Now, in continued silent contemplation, choose to listen carefully to the first of three readings, each reading growing from the seed of the first. Be grateful for these words, words from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, from the New International Version. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. What did you hear? What about it makes you feel grateful? After pausing longer in stillness, how did the Holy Spirit continue to shape your thoughts around this passage? Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Rest there longer in divine contemplation as you trust in His mighty power. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New King James Version. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What of God did you become more aware of in this reading? Well, intentionally choose to let your mind drift through the imagery of this passage. How do you feel facing attacks while you wear the armor of God? Where do you feel weak, perhaps? And where do you feel strong? Rest here as you contemplate the courage that you feel. Be grateful for your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the English Standard Version. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to see yourself being prepared for battle. Your courageous, cold, steel eyes staring down the enemy. You never blink as you feel the armor of God being fastened about you, the snug belt of truth, the thick breastplate of righteousness, carrying the heavy shield of faith in your arms, wearing the reinforced shoes of the gospel, sliding on the impenetrable helmet of faith, with the sword of the Spirit held tight in your hand. Feel the courage as you face your enemy. As you reflected on the armor of God, discern the very real presence of God here, now. Who are you facing where you need courage? What are you facing where you need strength? We'll take a moment now in silent contemplation, being intentional as you face the who and the what, as you choose to be strong, as you choose to be courageous, and as you choose to wear the armor of God here and now. Choose to take a moment now to return once again to your belly breathing, deep, strong, courageous breathing. And let that be your meditation, whether at dawn or dusk. Lord God, help me be courageous. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you, courageous. And let me pray now that you choose to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, that you choose to put on the whole armor of God, and that you choose to stand against the wiles of the devil with the courage and strength of God, that you will choose to trust that you will lack in nothing as you strive to pursue and enjoy God, for He will meet all of your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. So in the days or even moments ahead, you will most certainly face some fear, maybe doubting your path, suspicious of your way. Well, be mindful of the doubt and let it remind you of the courage God has given you to stay the course. Also, resolve to explore how God might use you to help a close inside companion or a random outsider to be strong. How can you help them be courageous? So when you're ready, whether at the start or finish, expect to face some weakness, but then choose to be courageous. Choose to be courageous in your divine armor, and there encounter God.